We're very pleased that after more than 6 years of planning, community outreach, and lots of other work, to bring the Grand Avenue project to you today for approval.
Eli Broad has reason to be pleased. He's chairman of the Grand Avenue Committee and a driving force behind the project. His vision is to revitalize downtown with new entertainment venues, retail spaces, and thousands of residential units. The project will create jobs and raise tax revenues, and who wouldn't be happy about that? Turns out, a lot of people aren't happy.
We feel at this time and throughout this process that the community's interests have not been well represented.
We are not in support of this, that there is not enough benefit to all Angelenos.
When you have a $2 billion development plan, you're going to draw some attention and some criticism. Some of the most vocal are the same community advocates who won a major victory by securing affordable housing and job training during the construction of the Staples Center. They're not against development, but they are concerned about how it happens and who it benefits. Noreen McClendon is the executive director of a community development corporation in South Central, and she's been developing housing and retail spaces for years.
I'm for revitalization. I'm a developer, but I'm not for revitalization for wealthy people at the expense of poor people.
Downtown residents like Deborah Burton share McClendon's concerns. Burton worries about who the new jobs are going to and about the availability of housing.
We don't want to stop it. We just want to be part of. I mean, you know, we want change, but for the better for our community. They decide they want to come in and change it. But for whom? For the betterment of whom?
But not all downtown residents are skeptical about the project. Russell Brown is president of the Downtown Neighborhood Council, and he loves the Grand Avenue project.
It's literally going to be a catalytic development that will change the face of the northern part of downtown. It's quite exciting.
But Brown does recognize that there are causes for concern in the community.
I think a lot of people's frustrations were their feeling of just being left out economically, being left out of many of the opportunities of the city, and they're trying to figure out how do they fit in.
Beatrice Hsu is vice president of development at the Related Companies, the developer of the Grand Avenue project. She says they've worked hard to include the community in the planning process, but expectations are different now than they were a few years ago.
Well, I think we're having a different conversation here than we've been having with the other major redevelopment projects elsewhere in the city. And in large part, I think, due to the success of community advocates for community benefits in redevelopment projects.
Advocates want that conversation to include $10 million in job training and 25% of residential units for affordable housing. Right now, the plan calls for $500,000 for job training and 20% for residential units for affordable housing. They also object to the use of public funds for a project they say does not benefit the entire community.
I'm just concerned that the project is going to use up resources, and with that kind of a investment, south of the 10 freeway, we won't get anything.
But Hsu says things aren't that simple. She says the money isn't just out there to be spent on any project the city chooses.
Every dollar of public assistance going into the project is actually generated by the project itself. So it's not as if you could take the dollars that are being invested in Grand Avenue and instead invest them in a different part of the city.
So how exactly does that work? Hsu says either the developer or the city will put up the money and later be reimbursed from tax revenues generated by the development after its completion. Community advocate Pete White says it's all smoke and mirrors and shows no signs of giving up the fight.
We need to come back out and we need to get ready to fight, y'all. We need to drag the fight into the streets because that's where we know how to fight. You can't fight them in there.
The community has been actively involved in the Grand Avenue project from the beginning. Some feel they have been heard and others do not. But as the project moves forward, community voices are likely to get louder and could change the face of the project that will change the face of downtown LA. This is Thomas Rippey for Annenberg Radio News, Los Angeles.